Now, Anne's on the phone. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
I'd like to know if it's possible to have sinus problems without the pain around the nose and eyes.
Tell us a little bit more about what you mean.
Well, I didn't have a cold for about 5 years, and then when I had a cold last, it left me with a cough, which has stayed with me, but it only affects me when I'm laying horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be congestion at the back of the nose and throat.
Mm.
But I don't have a sore throat, and I don't have any pain around the nose and eyes. I do have earache from time to time.
Yeah, how long did you say it's been going on for?
About 5 years now.
OK, have you had it checked out by somebody?
I'm waiting to see the ENT department.
Yeah, I think that's probably your best bet, because you normally, when you get a cold, the reason that you get lots of mucus in the nose is because most colds, 80% of them, are caused by viruses. Mm. And viruses can only grow if they infect one of our cells, get inside the cell and turn it into a virus factory, and then each cell pumps out thousands of new viruses and they jump onto the cells next door, and you get this big area of inflammation. The inflammation causes all the blood vessels locally to get leaky and swell up, and the immune system rushes in, and this causes more swelling. This narrows the airways, and this is why you get a sensation of a blocked nose, because you've got this swelling. It's not just mucus, but the increased blood flow through the area because of these opened up blood vessels means you do make more mucus in your nose. Now, that obviously all accumulates in the sinuses, and the idea of it is that it acts as a filter. Any virus particles that you produce get stuck in it, other things you breathe in get stuck in it, and then you blow them out, and this is how your body rids itself of nasties. The system shouldn't really go wrong, but occasionally there are some conditions that mean that it can. I'm not saying you've got one of them, because most of the conditions that mean it goes wrong means it's wrong from the time at which you're born. But there are some things you can acquire which can cause problems, and that's why I'm saying it's probably better to go and see someone about it, because it's a bit dangerous for me to give you a diagnosis without seeing you, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, my doctor did think it might be a polyp or something.
That's right, and that's one of the things I mentioned when you said, when I mentioned things you can acquire, because the mucus that comes out of the sinuses flows back into the nose cavity through very tiny holes, and sometimes you can get a little localised proliferation or growth of cells in the area adjacent to one of these holes, and this can flop over and block the hole, and it means that the mucus can't escape, or it has more trouble getting out, and it builds up, and that's why you have these problems. And someone can have a look up the nose and see if they're there.
Yeah, probably find it's all vacant.
Well, it depends how far they look. They're not going to look into your brain, I hope. Thanks for your call, Anne.
They'd look right through. Okay.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you, bye.
Take care now. Phil, what do you got?